Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, a trade union representing construction workers across the country is calling for regular and rigorous on-site COVID-19 testing. This follows the news that at least 70 construction workers on the Intel site in Kildare tested positive. Well, this afternoon, Minister of State Robert Troy said their updated reopening plan to be announced by the government next week will likely see the construction industry returning in full. We're joined now by Unite Regional Officer Tom Fitzgerald. Tom, thank you for joining us this evening. And I might first get your reaction to the news of this outbreak yesterday.
Well, thanks, Sarah. Obviously, not every outbreak can be stopped in advance. But what we say is that every step should be taken to mitigate against them happening. And that's why we have consistently, since last summer, called for ongoing testing in the construction sector. Because while we understand you can't eliminate outbreaks, you can't eliminate infections, we can do everything we can possibly do to mitigate against outbreaks.
So you've been calling for regular testing to take place since, as you say, last summer. Is there anything like that in place at the moment on construction sites?
The good news is that across the sector, we've had a lot of cooperation with many contractors across the sector, and clients have introduced some off their own bat, some through discussion with ourselves, and we've played a part in recent times. You refer to the Intel project. We wrote to the project management team in March asking their views on that. We haven't had feedback, but to be fair, we've only wrote to Intel in recent days, so we're hoping for some positive engagement in that regard.
But what you're saying there then is that it would be up to each individual contractor on a particular site or developer on a particular site to put something like that in place.
Well, we're not being prescriptive exactly how it would work. Ideally, we'd have such a regime in place. We note the Ferguson report where the government, the recommendations in that is that there would be pilots in a number of sectors of the economy, particularly construction. It doesn't specifically say who would pay for that, but it seems to be alluding to the fact that the state should have a role. Obviously, businesses that are in a position to have a make a contribution should do that as well. So
and you're talking about specifically... Sorry, Tom, when you say the Ferguson report, you're talking specifically about antigen testing there.
Yeah, it makes reference to antigen testing. Again, we're not being prescriptive there in terms of the type of testing. We're not going to pretend to be public health experts. But the Ferguson report talks about antigen testing as being, you know, as well as PCR, and it kind of opposes like another spoke in the overall wheel of health and safety and the overall wheel of trying to keep the curve down. In particular, it's almost like an extension of the PPE systems. So again, we're not being prescriptive in terms of that because we're not expert to be prescriptive, but we think it's logical and sensible from what we've all gone through over the last period of time that ongoing testing ongoing regular testing will mitigate against the spread of the virus. And why wouldn't you be serious about implementing that across the sector of economy?
And I wonder then, in the absence of that, a formalised approach on that, so that there will be regular testing done at every construction site, not just depending on, you know, whether the developer puts it in place or not. In the absence of a formalised approach, would you be concerned about a return to a full reopening of construction?
Well, I think we'd have to see the evidence across the sector, the extent of it that's been the testing is ongoing. Because as I said, our experience over the last number of months has been huge levels of cooperation from contractors, putting testing in place, putting other mechanisms in place. We actually had a recent engagement with the CAF on this issue, and we've discussed, you know, ways and way industry and the trade unions and the sector could work together. Now, that hasn't actually, you know, processed down into something specific how that would work, but there's a number of measures ongoing. So I'm optimistic that we can actually bring about high levels of testing across the sector on the basis of initiatives that are being taken by contractors, initiatives that are being taken by clients, efforts and initiatives being taken by trade unions and engaged employers. Now, on top of that, it would be great to see the state trying to coordinate that and bring all that together, that this is on a wholesale basis across the sector. Because really what we need here, Sarah, to my mind, is commonality of purpose between the stakeholders in the sector. Workers, are represented by the trade union movement, and then the employers in the sector and the state, then hopefully maybe even to coordinate that. That would be ideal, of course.
And would you be worried at all about the accuracy of antigen testing? There is concerns, even those who were involved in the Ferguson report, there were concerns among some of those involved about the accuracy of it, that if you had a lot of construction workers getting those tests returning negative, but in some cases falsely returning negative, that construction workers might let their guard down, be less likely to, you know, social distance or do the other things that are necessary to stop the spread of the disease?
Well, again, that's why we're not being prescriptive about what we're calling for here, in terms of we're saying test the specific ones, because we don't want to pretend to be public health experts here. We're saying that would be as well as, it would be another line in the defence. In terms of construction workers and the potential for complacency, I actually spoke to some of those areas, and I thought back of my own time working on building sites. Construction workers habitually wear PPE every single day, boots, steel-toe cap boots, high-vis vests, hard hats, glass.
And you know, oil. Tom, every time
they habitually do the exact same. So I don't think that culture would shift or change.
Yeah, speaking of that culture, though, every time we talk about the opening of construction sites, we get the same text into the show, or the same message into the show. I give you one of them here from Frank, saying that maybe if the construction unions ask their members to stop rolling up to motorway junctions, parking their cars and loading into vans for the journey to the site, it might help curtailing the spread. And we hear this every time we talk about this on the show, this idea of construction workers travelling en masse, carpooling, van pooling, you know, to sites, and that being a big problem.
Well, of course, we wouldn't support anything that was constitute irresponsible behaviour, Sarah. But with the best part of 140,000 to 150,000 workers in the sector, there may be people who don't do their business correctly. But by and large, you're talking, for example, in the Intel project, up to 5,000 workers. And I would be loath to go on and count those workers who, for example, wouldn't be wearing a mask or wouldn't be wearing a high-vis vest, i.e. adhering to safety protocols and public health guidelines. And of course, in the same way, parking in an inappropriate space shouldn't actually be done. The same position, we wouldn't stand over inappropriate and kind of borderline antisocial behaviour. Of course, we wouldn't.
Okay.
But in my experience, that safety culture is actually very easy deployed in the construction sector, because there's a culture that exists already.
Okay. I tell you what, we'll leave it there. But thank you very much for joining us this evening. That's Tom Fitzgerald, Unite Regional Officer. We'll take a break.